You can look down, you can look up, side to side.
Software developer Jason Jocelyn describes a typical virtual reality experience.
You have a 3D image that completely surrounds you, and it tracks the direction of your gaze as quickly as possible so that as you move your head around, you are completely immersed in what appears to be a 3D world.
Jocelyn is a Jacksonville native who has worked in virtual reality since its beginning stages 20 years ago. He's seen the platform's accessories evolve from expensive helmets to the current Oculus Rift headset that immerses users into the virtual reality experience, which Facebook recently bought for $2 billion.
Well, I think that almost like in the movie Her, people are already so sucked into their operating systems and their devices and their screens that there's already this phenomenon of fascination with the world delivered through these technologies.
As virtual reality goes mainstream, Jocelyn's company iVerb will create digital worlds for use with the Oculus Rift.
Specifically, one of the first projects is called timetourism.net, and I'm creating historical reconstructions of a site like the Fort in St. Augustine through different time periods to put you in the presence of the past.
Another virtual reality expert, Nathan Doran, art director of Wisconsin-based magazine Gallic Division, met Jocelyn in the 1990s and bonded over their mutual interest. Doran currently tests the Oculus Rift developer kit on people at nightclubs and campuses. He hopes to team up with Jocelyn in the near future. Doran thinks once Oculus is commercially available, a lot of industries will benefit from it.
Architectural rendering is pretty obvious. You can do walkthroughs of spaces that aren't created yet to make sure that you're getting it right. Medical, of course, would have to be very precise. Even just like the idea of traveling to other places is coming up a lot already.
The Oculus Rift will be commercially released next year. Soon, you'll be able to put on the headset and dive into a virtual world of your choice. Be on the lookout for iVerb and events in Jacksonville that feature virtual reality. I'm Michaela Gugliotta with WJCT News.